You step into the yard and see how fast it slips when you stop watching it. Grass leans in every direction after a week of heat. The edges along the walk look soft and broken. The beds carry thin patches where the soil shows through. You feel the pressure in your chest because you know how this goes. A yard takes whatever you give it. If you fall behind, it grows wild and makes you pay twice. You grab your tools and check the fuel. You feel the weight of the blades and the noise they will throw back at you. You think about the hours ahead. You want order. You want the space to look like someone cares about it. You want the work done without wasting money or time. The truth is simple. You cannot fix it all at once. You take control by moving through one layer at a time. You mull first. Then you shape. Then you feed. Then you build beds that can hold their own. You fight the yard with steady hands, not speed. Chapter 1. Mowing and edging. Control the overgrowth. You start with a slow walk across the yard. You keep your eyes down and look for stones, branches, and uneven ground. You feel the humidity against your neck. The grass reaches your ankles in some places. You press your heel into the soil. It holds firm, which means the mower will roll clean. You take note of the slope near the back fence. You know that is where you need the most control. You check the height in your mind. You know this cut should not be short. You want the blades to keep strength during heat and recovery. You move toward the shed and open the door. The mower sits where you left it. You tilt it back and look under the deck. The blade has a clean edge. No cracks, no chunks missing. You test the bolt with your fingers. It holds tight. You reach for the gas can and check the level. You open the mower tank and pour slow. You avoid spills because fuel on hot metal brings trouble. You hold the handle and pull the cord once without starting it. You listen for the smooth roll of the engine. It tells you the machine is ready. You slip on goggles and gloves. You know how wild this will get. You reel the mower to the first corner of the yard. You stop and adjust the deck to a higher setting for summer growth. You set the wheels so they lock in place. You take one breath and pull the cord. The engine kicks in and fills the space with a steady growl. You lower your shoulders and take your first pass. You move straight. You keep the same pace with each step. The grass folds and drops behind you. The smell hits your nose. It tells you the blade is slicing clean. You reach the edge of the yard and turn the mower. You overlap the path by a small margin. You stay consistent because gaps create uneven lines and heavy patches. You work row by row, always facing the harder part of the yard first. You move uphill while the machine does the cutting. This saves your legs and keeps the motor from bogging down. Sweat rolls down your jaw. You ignore it. You keep the pattern tight until the last strip falls. You glance across the yard and see the even surface. You notice how the sun hits the fresh cut. It gives you a sense of control. The yard looks flat, but alive. You shut off the mower and let the engine wind down. Now the edges call for attention. You grab the edger and check the guard and blade. You step toward the sidewalk. You lower the tool until the blade barely touches the gap between grass and concrete. You start it and feel the vibration through the handle. You guide it steady along the line. Dirt shoots out in a thin stream. You keep your eyes locked on the path. Any drift ruins the border. You reach the driveway and shift your stance. You cut a clean edge along the full length until the grass sits sharp against the concrete. You turn toward the patio and finish the remaining sides. When the engine stops, the yard looks structured. The hard lines frame the soft cut. You walk the perimeter once more and check for missed spots. You take the rake and gather loose clippings. You empty the mower bag into a bin. You wipe sweat from your face with your sleeve. You stand still for a moment and feel the quiet settle over the space. The work is not finished, but the yard already feels lighter. You have taken back the first layer of control. You push the tools back to the shed. You know the next part of the job will deal with soil and chemicals. That requires a different level of attention. You let your breathing slow. You know the fight continues in the next chapter. Chapter 2. Fertilizing and feeding. Build the foundation. You return to the yard after the cut settles. The blade stands sharp now, but the color tells another story. Some patches look pale. Some edges fade to yellow. The soil shows in thin strips near the walkway. You crouch and run your hand through the grass. You feel the dryness. You know this is not a mowing problem. This is nutrition. The lawn needs food, or it will break down under sun and foot pressure. You stand and walk toward the shed. You need to understand what the soil is missing before you pour anything across it. Inside the shed, you reach for the small soil test kit. You take a handful of earth from three parts of the yard. You break it up with your fingers. You drop it into the tray and add the solution. You wait for the color shift. It turns enough to show low nitrogen and moderate phosphorus. You know what that means. The lawn needs a balanced feed with a slight boost to growth. You also know this season controls the type. In warm months, you want a slow-release blend so the grass does not surge and burn. In cooler months, you want something that gives a clean push. Today, the heat sits heavy. Slow release is the right call. You open the bin, where you keep bags of fertilizer. You read the label twice. You check the percentages. You scan the safety note. You keep the mask close because dust can irritate your lungs. You pull out the spreader and set it on the ground. You turn the dial to the correct setting printed on the bag. You test the gate by pulling the handle. It snaps open and closed with no drag. You roll the spreader a few feet to be sure the wheels turn smooth. Before you fell it, you check the wind. A light breeze moves across the fence line. That is fine. Anything stronger would send the product drifting into beds where it does not belong. You pour the fertilizer slow into the hopper. You tap the side to settle the granules. You avoid overfilling, because a heavy load makes the spread uneven and wastes money. You wipe your hands on your jeans and step to the starting point near the far corner of the yard. You take the same mindset you used with mulling. Straight lines. Controlled pace. You start walking. You squeeze the handle and watch the granules throw out in a clean arc. You keep your stride steady. You do not let the spreader jump or skid. You overlap your lines by a small margin to prevent weak strips. You feel the weight lighten as you move. You keep going until the yard has a full coat. You stop before the driveway. You lift the handle so you do not waste product across concrete. You turn the spreader around and continue down the last strip. When you finish, you set the spreader aside and look across the yard. It looks no different yet. Fertilizer works under the surface. You know the real change will show in days, but the job is not done until the product settles into the soil. You reach for the hose. You unwind it and stretch it across the yard. You set the nozzle to a gentle shower. You walk in slow passes. You do not blast water hard, because that pushes granules into piles that cause burns. You keep the flow steady until the entire area glistens. You step back and smell the damp earth. The ground begins its quiet work. You coil the hose and return to the shed. You look back at the lawn and focus on early signs of stress you want to avoid. Too much fertilizer causes bright yellow streaks. Too little creates weak spots. Uneven watering leaves patches dry. Overwatering creates shallow roots. You track all of this in your mind because these details set the stage for what the lawn becomes. You know people waste money on lawn care because they skip this thinking. They throw down product without reading conditions. You do not work like that. You watch every reaction. You give the lawn time to respond. By late afternoon, the sun lowers. The grass bends slightly as water evaporates. You see the edges begin to settle into a deeper green. You feel a small sense of release in your chest. You know this is only the start. Fertilizing is not about instant results. It is about building a base so the lawn can handle heat, rain, and foot traffic. You learn to trust slow progress. You do not rush to add more. You let the soil breathe and let the roots pull the nutrients they need. You close the shed and step back toward the house. The yard looks organized. It holds shape after mowing. It holds potential after feeding. The foundation is in place now, but there is one more layer to complete the picture. A yard becomes clean when the lawn is healthy. It becomes sharp when the landscaping carries structure and weight. You prepare for that next step. You know the budget will decide many of the choices. You know you can build a strong layout without spending much. You feel the plan forming in your mind as you look at the fading white. The long rests. You step inside. The final chapter waits. Chapter 3. Low-cost landscaping. Shape the space without overspending. You step back into the yard the next morning. The cut lines hold. The fertilizer begins to sink in. Now the space needs form. Without structure, the lawn looks flat and unfinished. You walk the perimeter and see where the eye drifts. The beds along the fence slump outward. The area near the walkway has no curve or break. You feel the familiar pressure again. You know landscaping can drain a wallet if you let it, but most of the sharp look comes from planning and handwork, not expensive materials. You kneel near the front bed. You press your fingers into the soil and pull up a handful of old mulch. It breaks apart like dust. It tells you the bed has lost depth. Fresh mulch will lock moisture into the ground and sharpen the look. You stand and reach for a long string line. You stretch it from one corner of the bed to the next. You pull it tight and create a straight border where the edge has drifted. For curved beds, you skip the string and use a hose. You lay it on the grass and guide the curve until it feels clean and balanced. You step back and look at the shape. A solid border sets the stage for everything else. You grab a hand edger and cut along the line. You drive it into the earth with your foot. You lift and pull away a strip of soil. You continue the full length. The work is slow, but it saves money because you are shaping the bed without machines or contractors. The new edge exposes clean soil. You rake it smooth and bag the old debris. The bed already looks sharper. Shape always comes before plants. You walk to the stack of mulch bags stored near the shed. You lift one and carry it to the bed. You cut it open and shake out the contents. You spread the mulch with your hands. You keep it at a depth of 2 inches. Anything thicker suffocates the roots and attracts pests. Anything thinner will not hold moisture or block weeds. You cover the entire bed in steady strokes. The dark surface pulls the eye and makes the yard feel grounded. You wipe your hands on your jeans and move to the other side of the yard. You stand in the sun and judge where shrubs should go. You do not buy for appearance alone. You focus on what survives in your climate. Sun exposure, water needs, growth rate. You pick shrubs that stay compact, so you do not spend your weekends trimming. You choose two hardy varieties that match the bed size. You dig holes twice as wide as the root ball, but not deeper. You place each shrub in the hole and rotate it so the strongest side faces the yard. You backfill with soil and press it firm. When the shrubs sit steady, you pull mulch around their base. You keep a small gap around the stem so moisture does not rot the wood. You step back and look at the spacing. The bed now carries weight. The shrubs create anchors that guide the eye across the yard. You feel the change in the space. It looks cared for without costing much. You spent time, not money. Next, you move to weed control. You crouch near the walkway where thin weeds push up between the stones. You do not reach for chemicals first, because they add cost and create risk when misused. You grab a hand tool and dig under the root. You pull slow to avoid snapping the stem. You toss the weeds into a bin. You work your way across the walkway until each crack sits clean. You check the edges and beds again. Weeds steal nutrients, and you want every bit going to the plants you choose. Hand weeding gives control and cuts expense. Now the yard needs water. The new shrubs and mulch bags require steady moisture for the first 2 weeks. You stretch the hose and set a slow soak. You let the water settle into the soil instead of running across the surface. You give each shrub enough time to drink deep. You check the mulch for dry pockets and adjust where needed. You avoid flooding because it washes away nutrients and loosens the soil. Slow and steady wins this part. While the water works, you plan your seasonal reset strategy. You know the yard changes with weather. In early spring, you clean the beds and top off mulch. In midsummer, you check moisture levels. In fall, you remove dead plants and cut back the rest. You do not buy new material every season. You reuse what you can. You keep pruning light. You repair borders by hand. You buy only what fills real gaps. This is how you keep costs down without letting the yard fall apart. When the water soaks in, you shut off the holes and step back. The yard now holds three layers of work. The mow gave control. The feed gave strength. The landscaping gave shape. You breathe in the scent of damp mulch and soil. You feel the weight of the tools in your hands. The space looks different now. Not perfect, but controlled. You made it happen without waste. You return the tools to the shed. You close the door and wipe your face. You look across the yard one more time. The lines hold. The soil breathes. The beds look clean and strong. You feel the quiet pride that comes from doing the work yourself. The yard answers back with order, color, and structure. You turn toward the house. The job is done for now. The exit line is simple. You know the truth. A yard never stays finished. It waits for the next fight.